This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
One player consistently linked to the Knicks each and every offseason has to be Donovan Mitchell. However, headed into this offseason, things are a little bit different. After the season the Knicks just had, getting the number two seed and going all the way to the Eastern Conference semifinals, the Knicks are changing their trade targets. And according to multiple reports, the Donovan Mitchell to the Knicks ship has reportedly sailed. We're going to break down these latest reports and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Major update on the Knicks' trade interest for Donovan Mitchell. When you come off of a season the Knicks just had, and you hobble your way to get the second seed of the Eastern Conference, you're this close from beating the Indiana Pacers and going all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals with a hobbled roster. You're going to change your trade targets. You're going to change what you're looking to do during this offseason. Maybe some of the targets you used to have, Karl Anthony Towns, Donovan Mitchell, players like that, players that you thought in the past would make a great fit for this team. Maybe now, after the season we just had, you're thinking to yourself, they don't fit anymore. They're not the right players to go after anymore. They just don't fit what we're trying to build. And that's exactly what the Knicks are stating in these latest reports, because the Knicks are looking for the right star, the right player. They want to build this roster the right way. And that doesn't mean going after each and every star available. That means going after the right star. If you need any evidence of this, check out these latest reports from Fred Katz of The Athletic about Donovan Mitchell, who at one time was a top target for the Knicks. But as of right now, it looks like the Knicks are not that interested in adding Donovan Mitchell to this roster. According to Katz, he states the Knicks are not in the same position today that they were a couple of summers ago when their offseason goal was to trade for Donovan Mitchell. They couldn't make it happen, pulling out of negotiations when the price tag became too large. If Mitchell were to hit the trade market again this summer, league sources say the Knicks would not be as enthusiastic in their pursuit of him, and that's because the situation has changed. Another NBA insider in Michael Scotto also supports Fred Katz and what he reported by stating the following about the Knicks and their interest level in Donovan Mitchell. According to Scotto, the Knicks have always prioritized the flexibility of being able to trade for a star. That's why they have a boatload of draft picks and flexible contracts that they can include in deals. Bondi, to your question about who that star player would be, let's get this out of the way. The Donovan Mitchell to New York ship has sailed. When you look around the league in general, I think you have to look at Minnesota, given the ownership situation. We have multiple NBA insiders confirming that the Knicks' trade interest in Donovan Mitchell is down, lower than it ever has been before. And that has to be because of the season the Knicks just had, and also because of the emergence, the superstar play of Jalen Brunson. After seeing what Jalen has done, everything he's given this Knicks team, and then you think about what a healthy Knicks roster can do in the Eastern Conference, and if we make the right additions, if we add the right players to this team, we all know we could potentially beat Boston and go all the way to the NBA Finals. The Knicks are this close to that goal, this close to that dream. If you're looking at players around the league that can help support that dream, is Donovan Mitchell one of those players anymore? Maybe a couple of seasons ago he was, and according to Fred Katz, that's exactly what the Knicks had in mind. A few summers ago, the priority was adding Donovan Mitchell to the backcourt with Jalen Brunson. But now, today, during this offseason, that's not the priority anymore, because Jalen Brunson is just too good. He is just too impactful, and you need to have Jalen Brunson with the ball in his hands, because when he has the ball in his hands, he creates magic. His footwork in the paint is just amazing to watch. And it looks like he gets better each and every game with it. That's what the shocking thing is. That means he has another level to go. And if we haven't seen the best version of Jalen Brunson yet, if he still has another level to go, and we're going to see a better version of Jalen Brunson next season, you don't want to have anybody on this roster holding him back. If you add Donovan Mitchell to this team, I do think he can help. I do think he still has a role on this team. But that role, admittedly, is diminished because Jalen Brunson is a superstar. And after seeing what you've seen from him, everything he's done during this past season, everything he's done during the postseason, it's hard to say we need another scorer like Donovan Mitchell in the backcourt. Really, what we need is a high-level defender who can score when you need him to, but doesn't take away from Jalen Brunson, Julius Randle, OG Anunoby, Dante, Josh Hart, and everybody else we have on the floor. Because remember, chemistry is important. Culture is important. Adding to that is very important. If you make the wrong move, you add the wrong star, you give...
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Up too many assets for the wrong player, it's going to be hard to recover in today's NBA. Because if a player that you trade a lot for loses value on your team year after year, that final value, once you trade them, is going to be severely lowered. And if that's the case, what are you talking about getting back for them? You got to remember, when you make a trade for anybody, you have to think about it in two ways. How does that player help me today and in the future? And if it doesn't work out, could I potentially flip him for another player or other assets in the future that can help me continue to build a contender? That's what we have to think about. And if that's the case, we have to target players like that. Right now, Donovan Mitchell is not that player for the Knicks. And it breaks my heart to say that because I'm a Donovan Mitchell fan. And I still think if costs are control and he's not going to cost the farm to get, I would still add Donovan Mitchell to this team. But Cleveland is not going to let him go for cheap. I already know that, because they gave up significant assets to get him. So if he doesn't sign that extension with Cleveland, it's clear. To get Donovan Mitchell on your team, you're going to have to give up significant assets. And I don't think the Knicks are going to want to do that for Donovan Mitchell at this point in time. There are likely going to be other players available that fit this roster better than Donovan, and they might cost less. And if that's the case, that is music to your ears if you're Leon Rose, because that's the players you want on this team. players who don't cost a lot, not only in regards to contract, but in regards to trading for that player. If you don't have to give up significant pieces, significant players, if potentially you could work it around some of your protected picks to get an impactful player on this team, that is exactly what Leon Rose is going to do. Because remember, we're not looking for any star. We're looking for the right star. The star that we add to this team that can help us compete for an NBA title. That's our goal. That's our dream. That's the pieces that Leon Rose is looking to add. The reason we have all of these assets is not to throw them away. It's to use them to get the right player, an impactful player that helped this Knicks team move forward. Donovan Mitchell, I don't think he's that player anymore for this team. Karl Anthony Towns, he is certainly not the player for this Knicks team anymore. Devin Booker, I think he is. Mikal Bridges, I think he is. DeJounte Murray, depending on cost, you could sell me on him. I think he is, because he won't take away from Jalen Brunson and the offense. Of course, can Murray score? Yes, he can. But during his time with Atlanta, we also saw some other things from him. He can play make. He can help create. He can get others involved and make others better. And that's exactly what you need. When Jalen Brunson needs to go to the bench for a rest, you can keep Murray in the game. He can run point. He can stabilize the offense. And when Jalen's ready to come back into the game, he can come back and do the exact same things he was doing before he went to the bench. That's what Murray gives you. He gives you options. That's why I wouldn't have any problem if the Knicks targeted him and went after him this offseason. And potentially, he could be made available. However, if you look around the league, there are probably other players at a much lower cost than Donovan Mitchell's going to cost you that fit this team better. And I think that's what Leon Rose and this Knicks front office are looking at. They're waiting for those players to emerge. Right now, we don't know the full list of disgruntled stars that are available. There's going to be a number of players that are not happy with their organization, not happy with their franchise, and not happy with their situation. They're going to request a trade. They're going to ask out. Leon is waiting for that. We are set up in this position with all of the assets that we have because we're waiting for the right star to become available so we can throw it all at that star, get him on this team so we can compete moving forward for an NBA title. Leon already knows the Knicks window for a championship is very, very small. Maybe 3 or 4 years. It's all about Jalen Brunson, his contract extension, and of course, Julius Randle and his contract extension. I think Jalen, hopefully, will extend with the Knicks this offseason. I don't think Randle gets extended this offseason because honestly, I don't think the Knicks will even give him the option. The Knicks are going to wait it out, see how he recovers from injury, see how he does next year, and then after that, make a decision about this core and if they want to bring him back. But one thing is clear, the Knicks are not going to trade pieces of their core. They are not going to trade significant assets for Donovan Mitchell. Maybe before, at one point in time, a few summers ago, they definitely would have done that. But at this point in time, we are a different team. We are a different organization. We are seeing things a little bit differently, a little bit more clear. And as of right now, Donovan Mitchell doesn't fit. And he is not a target any longer for the Knicks to go after. But what about you guys? What do you think about these latest reports indicating that the Knicks' trade interest in Donovan Mitchell is lower than it ever has been before? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.